This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. There are fewer coronavirus cases, but the death toll continues to rise. The number sits at 1,900 with more than 72,000 people infected. More from VOA's Julie Tabo.
At the moment, we don't have enough data on cases outside China to make a meaningful comparison on the severity of disease or the case fatality rate. We're following up with countries to get more information about what happens about each case and the outcome.
The WHO Director General said it's crucial for impacted countries to be transparent and share information with the World Health Organization so it can help. Julie Tabo, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. President Trump granted clemency Tuesday to a collection of prominent men convicted of an array of crimes, including a former Democratic state governor who once sought to sell former President Barack Obama's vacated Senate seat. President Trump, who has recently cleared the names of well-known figures who have run afoul of the law, commuted the 14-year sentence of ex-Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich after he had served 8 years. As he was boarding Air Force One for a trip to Los Angeles, Mr. Trump told reporters he had been and had seen Blagojevich's wife, Patricia, make an appeal for his freedom on television and noted that the former governor had appeared on Trump's former reality television show Celebrity Apprentice. An Istanbul court acquitted noted philanthropist Osman Kavala on charges of sedition, ending a year that in trial that drew international attention as a test of civil liberties in Turkey. Kavala and 8 other defendants were acquitted on all charges for a lack of concrete evidence. The packed courtroom erupted into applause and cheers as the verdicts were announced.